Hi there, my name is Ben Jackson and welcome to episode 152 of The Daily J. I hope you're doing super well wherever you are. Today we're going to be talking about blaming other people for our problems. I really want to blow up and explode your thinking that everyone else controls the outcome of your life. This is how legends are made. And so what I wanted to talk about is understanding and slowing down that thinking and looking to notice when we are giving the responsibility or blaming a situation or an individual for certain things not happening in our life the way we want them to. If somehow we are believing this person or company or whatever it may be holds all the cards, and if it wasn't for X, then all these other things would happen for you. Today, I really want you to examine when you put too much pressure and explode this idea that those people control everything. And I find that very debilitating because it's not taking you to where you want to go. It doesn't actually help you. It just festers inside you. So what we're looking to do is challenge that kind of thinking. When we put too much weight on a situation, a person, individual, and believe they hold all the keys to our happiness in some form. So this exercise is about reducing some of the blame and just taking the temperature out of the emotions you're bringing to it, because they're not giving you the perspective you need to get what you want or to resolve the problem. First thing we're going to do with this is really understand what's the weight we're putting on this one situation. What does it actually mean to us? Now you can do this either, as I said before, you can write it down, say out loud, or just keep it in your head. Just for a moment, take some time to think, what does this situation mean for me? What meaning am I giving it? And understand that those emotions will come with you as you talk about it to yourself. But I really want you to begin to realize, to take it from that unconscious to that conscious awareness, and really look at it in a kind of a still image way of what is the pressure you're putting on a situation? What does it mean to you? Now, why do I ask you to do this? Well, again, back to previous kind of episodes, it's about really slowing down that internal thinking to take it out of the brain and just examine it in a kind of the cold light of day and really look at it and say, is this true? Is this really what's going on? Have I escalated it from a small thing into something a lot larger? And do I need to actually just put it in perspective, find a way to navigate around it or resolve it in some form? It's when we kind of put these X situations in place that then we then explode from them, they can become very enormous, we kind of amplify their effect, that we lose the ability to think, well, what can I do? How do I resolve this? At this stage, you might find some solutions coming forward. You might have some ideas, and actually you may question yourself. You may actually question your own kind of way of thinking about it, because you may realize that what you thought internally was rational, as you begin to slow down your thinking about it, maybe it's not as rational or as reasonable to think. And it will begin to possibly create some solutions for you. But overall, what I want you to do is kind of to stop abdicating your responsibility to somebody else or something else. It can't be all Johnny's fault or Carol's fault that something's not working out the way you want to. You have to put some accountability with yourself. This step is a really important way of understanding that the other things that we can do to get around a situation. What else could be the routes that get us to the outcome we're after? Maybe there's things we haven't thought about. Those will happen, and I think quite naturally and quite easily, once we actually slow down the thinking, look at what this is meaning for us, and actually examine it and say, is this actually true? Am I being reasonable with these thoughts, or is it slightly inflated in my own head? And from this, then we can create some sort of action plan of how to get to what you're after, or accept that maybe you can't get what you're after and have to look for a completely different path. It's really taking your nose away from the wall. That's the purpose behind this. It's because you're not seeing any other option. Take some distance from it. We might look at other alternatives, but you ain't going to see them when you're so close to the wall, your nose touching the brickwork, and you can't see other choices around you. Taking a step back, examining the situation, examining what it's meant for you, what it means for you, and realistically examine if it's true or not, it's a great way to get you past that particular problem. At least then start thinking, okay, that X isn't the situation. How do I still get to my outcome? How do I get to Y? What do I have to do? What kind of different approaches are there? I hope you get a sense of the stepping back process being so vital in trying to see solutions, get that creative juices going so you can find ways to get around the problem. And certainly bringing it from that kind of jumble of thoughts in your head to actually expressing them, I say verbally or non-verbally written down, is a fantastic way to do that. So examine things that are affecting you. When are you finding that, you know, if only X would happen, then I would have all these other things? When are you finding these kind of qualitative comparisons going on for you? And challenge them. Are they really what's going on? What does it mean for you? And are there really no other ways around the situation? When you begin to go through this exercise in the process, I think you'll find some real opportunity to see it in a different way and get you back on target and to take you to your goal, your outcome, or whatever it may be. So if you've got some value from that, or you find it interesting or intriguing, please give it a like, drop me a comment, love to hear from you. And it really helps for people to see the video if we share it as well. So other than that, I will wish you a fantastic day wherever you are, and I'll catch you next time. This is how legends are made.